It served him right for cheating me out of my reward. At last, he got the spare tire put on and loaded the jack and the flat tire on the pickup bed. He wiped the sweat out of his eyes and took a gulp of air. Now, we have to go into town to get this flat fixed, or we won't have a spare. I'll expect you boys to be on your best behavior. You hear? Don't run off. Don't goof off. Don't do anything foolish. Just stay in the back of the pickup and be nice. That's all the bonus I got. A ride into town. Fine, I could wait. Being nice in town was second nature to me, but I would try to keep a close eye on Drover. Drover was the problem, see? You never knew what the little goof might do next. I would hawk him like a watch. Watch him like a hawk, shall we say. We set out for town. After driving over 3 miles of dusty roads, we turned left on the highway and picked up speed. As you might expect, I occupied my place of honor on the spare tire, which was now a flat spare tire, and enjoyed letting the wind blow my ears around. I reached a very peaceful state of, well, peacefulness and contentment, and had just about forgotten about the phony bonus when I heard Drover's voice.
Hank, look who's behind us.
I opened my eyes and saw, well, a pickup, an old blue pickup. Yes, and so what?
Don't you recognize it?
No, I... Wait a minute. Hadn't I seen that pickup before? There was something familiar about it. I sat up, narrowed my eyes, and studied it. Drover, do you see who's behind us? That's Joe McCall.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you see what this means? If that's the same pickup, then it's probably got a big, ugly Rottweiler in the back.
Yeah, I know. Bruiser.
Let's see, what did they call that mutt?
Bruiser.
Oh, yes, Bruiser. And notice, Drover, that he's looking at us from behind the cab.
Oh, my gosh, don't make him mad.
Relax, son. He's in a moving pickup. He can't touch us. Watch this. I left the spare tire and swaggered towards the back of the pickup. I stuck out my tongue and crossed my eyes.
Hank, I think he's getting mad. He's making fangs and I think he's barking.
Good, great. That's just what he deserves, the big creep. Now, watch this. I turned around and showed him my backside. I even moved my hiney back and forth.
What does he think about that? Oh my gosh, he's really mad now. Are you sure he can't jump into our pickup?
It's impossible, Drover. We've got him just where we want him. Joe McCall pulled out into the other lane, stomped on the gas, and passed us. He honked and waved at Slim, and as they went around us, I found myself looking directly into the... Oh boy. Into the hideous, angry, ugly face of Bruiser himself.